Namaskar. Today's practice will begin against the wall. It is your choice if you'd like to use a yoga mat or not. If so, the mat will be perpendicular to the wall. So get yourself against the wall. You're going to face in towards the wall, cross the wrists, let the forehead rest onto the wrists, and the body's just gently slanted into the wall. So you can see how close you'd like your toes to the wall, maybe 2 inches, maybe very close, maybe a little further back. We're just starting with a little bit of a rest, a reprieve. So you're closing the eyes. You're lengthening the respirations. You relax through the jaw, the tongue, facial features. Let the eyes release any tension. Just cultivate a slow, rhythmic breath. Good. Then slowly draw yourself away from the wall. Turn yourself around. So now the low back and the shoulder blades are against the wall. And the ankles can be together a few inches apart, but they're maybe 8 or 10 inches from the wall. So your legs are angled away from the wall a little bit. And take a slight inhale. And on the exhale, just start to roll down one vertebra at a time, keeping the tailbone and low back against the wall. So you're leaning back into the wall as you roll down into a standing forward fold. Till you just drape down. So the hamstrings may be tight, maybe the back is tight, but you just roll down into it. Just cultivate that gentle stretch. Relax to the back of the head and shoulders. You might have the arms dangle. You may cross the hands to the opposite elbow and hold on and cradle the head that way. Just let gravity take over. If you need to soften the knees just a little bit, just a slight bend, you're welcome to. If the legs can manage it with the legs lengthened, that's fine. Now slowly we're going to roll on up one vertebra at a time. Feel each and every vertebra stack and come up against the wall as you roll all the way up till ultimately the shoulder blades are back into the wall, the chin is neutral. You're going to do an about face towards the wall, and this time you're about maybe 5-6 inches from the wall. Hands are placed flat on the wall at the level of the sternum. We're going to do cobra pose against the wall. Slowly draw the hips in towards the wall and inhale the torso from the navel to the crown out away from the wall. So you're looking up to the sky or even back if you can get back that far. So you're just giving yourself a nice back bend, but you're supported. The hands on the wall. And then slowly exhale out of it into a neutral place. And we're going to walk back into an L shape. So you walk back against the wall and lower the torso. and you want a 90 degree bend at the hips. So that means you're going to walk back far enough where the hips are stacked over the heels, and at the tailbone through the crown of the head is parallel to the earth, and the palms are pressed onto the wall, and the palms are just ear height. They're just right out past those ears, and the eyes are down, crown is forward, not chin to chest. And you're just creating length in the spine. You're pushing the tailbone directly away from the wall, so towards the middle of the room. You're feeling a nice stretch in the glutes and the hamstrings. This is a time just to warm up, to let your body lengthen, extend. Visualize that spine perfectly long and creating space in between those vertebrae. Then slowly walk little baby steps towards the wall, coming up with the torso as you walk up, and we're going to go back into cobra pose against the wall. So you get the feet close enough where you can pin those hips into the wall and inhale away back. So you lift up from the navel to the heart to the crown of the head. You inhale away from the wall into your back bend or cobra pose. Good. And exhale back down into it. Come back into your L shape. And the key point is the hips over the heels. It's not that the heels are 5 or 6 inches further back than the hips. You want a nice, clean, straight line from the hips down to the heels, spine flat. Be sure also not to lower the torso too far, that you're not sloped down towards the wall. So once you have that perfect L shape, lengthened spine, everything good, let's bring that right leg back. Just draw that right leg back so that it's now the heel is as high as the tailbone. It's straight back. And the toes are facing down to the ground. So it's the leg is square to the earth. And then keeping those palms as is, stack that right hip. So you stack the right hip on top of the left hip, and now the right toes are facing to the right side. So the leg is no longer perpendicular, or no longer square to the earth. Rather, it's angled out 90 degrees to the right side. And that hip is nicely stacked. But your heart and your eyes are squared off down to the earth. So there's no twist in the torso, just that right leg is stacked. And then square that leg down. So rotate the toes facing to the ground, and let that leg descend and land down. So now you got 2 points on the ground, 2 hands on the wall. Let's try with the other leg. Inhale, bring that left leg back, and you're squared off at the beginning. That means the left toes are down towards the ground. That's it. And then slowly you'll stack that left hip on top of the right hip. The left toes are going to the left side of the room. You're pressing the sole of that left leg back away from the wall towards the middle of the room. Just getting a nice opening. Then rotate those left toes down to the earth. You may land that left leg down. And you are into your L shape again. 2 points on the ground, 2 points on the wall. We're going to take a variation with it this time. Let's bring that right leg back and just push with the palms. Push back through the tailbone and sole of the foot. And then simultaneously, you're going to step that right foot towards the baseboard or towards the base of the wall, lifting the torso up. Hands slide up the wall. So now you're in like a lunge position. Except the back leg, the left heel, is in towards the earth. So you've got your left toes facing, it's back, the left leg is back, but those toes are facing towards the wall. You try to get that heel down. The right toes are buffed up right towards the base of the wall. The arms are now a bit more lengthened, and the shoulders are stacked over the hips. So the heart is square towards, projected towards that wall. And just breathing here. So it should feel a good calf stretch on that left side. Big inhale. And then on the exhale, we're going back. So swing that right leg back, lower the torso. And now your spine is flat with the palms on the wall. And you swing that right leg back, hold for a breath, and let that right leg land. Good. Let's get that other side. Inhale, left leg back. You're from your L shape, bring that left leg back. And then swing that foot forward and step. Left toes are close to the wall. You're lifting that torso. The right leg is back into the earth, that right heel. Now, if you need to adjust that a little bit, maybe closer, maybe further, that's okay. And you've got shoulders over hips. Heart is projected towards the wall. You're breathing. You're getting that deep stretch from that glute all the way through the right heel. And when you're ready to descend, slowly swing that left leg all the way back, lower the torso parallel to the earth. That left leg swings back, so you got a nice plane from the palms to the hip to the left heel, which is parallel to the earth. And then land that leg down. You're back into your L shape. This is the last L shape of this sequence. And then slowly walk it on up, and we're going to come back into that cobra pose. So walk close to the wall, hands on either sides of the sternum. Get those hips pressing into the wall, and inhale the torso away up, look up towards the sky so you get a good back bend. And gently exhale out of it. Okay. Now you're going to get yourself a little bit less, like half an arm's length from the wall, maybe 3/4 of an arm's length. We're going to do what I call pigeon on the wall, but it's pretty straightforward. So start to hinge to the hips, lower those hands down, and bring your right ankle on the left thigh. So the knees are bent, the hips are hinged, the torso's angled towards the wall with a long spine. You've got both hands on the wall, and that right ankle is perched across the left thigh. And as deeply as you want to hinge to those hips, the deeper the glute stretch will be. Now, just make sure you don't overdo it. And then one little added extra is to take your right forearm and place it on your right thigh. Not on the knee, on the right thigh, and you just give a little pressure, and maybe it'll also touch the right calf, and you just hinge back through those hips. You get that good glute stretch going. And then slowly, when you like, gently inhale, come on up out of it, undo that right leg, and then let's get that left ankle on the right thigh. And just come back into it down. You hinge to the hips, soften to the knees, just come into that pose. And once you're set, you got the spine nicely angled and lengthened, you may draw that left forearm onto that left thigh and left tib fib right at the calf. Not on the knee, stay off the knee, get on those stable bones, and you just press down there, and a nice deep hinge to those hips. And just stretch out that left glute just as like you did on the right side. And when you wish, slowly come on up out of it. undo, shake out the legs a little bit, maybe roll the neck a little bit, shake out the arms, get comfortable. Good. Now we're going to do a little dancer variation, or Nataraja-san. With the left hand on the wall, and maybe you can be maybe half an arm's length from the wall, bend that right knee, catch that right ankle, and just stand tall. So your left hand remains on the wall, so you don't have to worry too much about balance. And you just hold on to that right ankle, and you try and get the right quad parallel to the left quad. So the right knee is facing directly towards the ground, and you're getting a good quad stretch. Okay. And then gently undo, set it up on the other side, bend that left knee, catch that left ankle, right hand is on the wall for support, and just get that left thigh parallel to the right. And you're standing tall. Your energy is coming all the way up through the crown. Your shoulder blades are back. It's just a good point of posture. Good. And then gently release. Now we're going to come a little bit further back. You may be exactly one arm's length for the wall, or if you feel comfortable with your balance, you can be maybe 1.5 arm's length. And here we go. You're going to catch that right ankle with the right hand, get the left palm flat, and fall in towards the wall. You're coming into full dancer pose against the wall. So the torso leans forward, you lift up through the crown, and you draw that right heel away from the glute as much as you can. And that left elbow can bend so that to give yourself ability to come closer into the wall, that you relax the navel and scoop that torso up to the sky. So you've got a back bend going, you're opening through that right hip flexor with that right leg way back. Good. You hold this as long as you like. And then when you're ready, we're going to come to a freestanding balance. You'll push off with the left hand, bring that left arm straight to the sky, and just be straight up and down, holding on to that right foot. You're just free. So the right thigh is now pretty much parallel to the left thigh. And then release, relax, come on back down, shake out that right foot and left foot. Now let's get going. So let's set up for the other side. You're either exactly one arm's length or a little bit further if you feel comfortable in your balance and your ability to reach to the wall. So let's bend that left knee, catch that left ankle, get that right palm flat, and then just kind of fall in or lean into the wall, depending what your distance is from the wall. And you get that good hip opening, kick that left leg back, and you relax through the belly and scoop that torso up. Get full on dancer pose. And this is the time, because you're balanced, you're supported on the wall, that you could really work on opening that back leg, because balance is no longer such the difficulty or the challenge. Good. And then we're going to get that little push off the wall with that right hand to come to an upright position. Gently push off the wall and try to come to a freestanding position with the left thigh parallel to the right thigh and the right arm way up into the stars. And then gently come on down. Come into a natural standing position. Let's roll those shoulders a little bit. And go the other way. Okay. Feel free to roll the neck a little bit. Maybe tug right ear towards right shoulder and left ear towards left shoulder. See what's comfortable. Good. Now we're going to work into a dancer twist. See how it goes for you. If it doesn't work, then you can just do one of the prior dancer poses. That's fine. Here, you're going to take your bout a little bit more than arm's length, or just about arm's length from the wall. You're going to take the right ankle into the left hand. So think right ankle, left hand, and then come in towards the wall and lower the torso. So now your spine is pretty much parallel to the earth. And then you're going to twist. You're going to twist out towards that right side. It's kind of helpful if the right elbow is able to bend a little bit if you're not so far away. So if you need to adjust that, you can. But you open up that right knee to the outside. You're holding that right ankle with the left hand. And you got 2 points here for your balance. The crown of the head is faced towards the wall. And you got your right palm on that wall. And you got the left foot into the ground. So your heart is projected to the right side. You just open up that right hip as much as you can. So you're kind of swinging. But you're stabilized here. And then gently come back out of it. Just kind of bring that right knee back to center. Push off with the left hand and come on up. Push off with the right hand, rather, and come on up. And drop down. You can shake out a little bit. We'll get the other side in. So left foot into right hand. And again, when you fall into the wall, you want to, that elbow, it's helpful if it's a little bit of bend. So you don't want to be too far back. So you've got your left foot into the right hand. Start to come into the wall. Drop that torso. And then just rotate that left hip to the left side. Open that left knee. The crown of the head is towards the wall. Your vision is to the left. And you're just opening that left knee, the right foot straight into the earth. Should feel a nice, good hip opener. Good. And then slowly inhale, come on back out of it. Relax down. Stand tall. Now you're going to move yourself just one last pose against the wall, then we'll transition to the mat. You're going to stand with your back towards the wall. So you're facing away from the wall. And we're going to do a back bend here. And if you just want a little back bend, just stay relatively close to the wall. If you feel like you can do a deeper back bend, you come further away. So inhale the arms up to the sky. And then from the navel to the crown, you inhale and try and touch back to the wall. If you need to adjust yourself, you can come out of the pose and adjust the feet forward or back as you need. So at some point, you get yourself set and the hands are on that wall. And if you're feeling really comfortable, you can walk those hands down the wall and open the heart up to the sky. Otherwise, you just kind of angle back towards the wall in a natural arc. And when you're ready, push off the wall, bring the torso to a perfectly upright position, relax the hands. Again, that completes our little wall section here. And let's find your way onto your yoga mat, and we'll start in a seated breathing position. So I'll give you a little bit of time to get to your spot. and you're cross-legged or some type of comfortable seated position on your mat, hands maybe into the lap or onto the knees, chin is level, chin back towards you, heart is open, shoulder blades towards the spine. And you just get that nice meditative flow going, directing the mind inwards. Then draw the palms together at the heart and take a deep inhale. And on the exhale, left hand to the outside of the right knee, right hand behind the back, and you into a twist. You're looking over that shoulder, breathing comfortably. And inhale out of it, back around to heart center. Take another deep inhalation. And exhale, come around to the opposite side. So right hand to the outside of the left knee. And you just breathe in your twist. Shoulders level, crown to the stars. And inhale, come on back around. And how about bring those arms way up to the sky? At the beginning, the palms face one another. Then interlink the fingers and push the palms upwards towards the stars. Good, rise, pressing the palms nice and high. Relaxing those hands, release and draw them all the way, circle into heart center. And then just, with the legs still crossed, just kind of reach out with those arms out in front, and you go where you can with it. Ears are dropped between the elbows, maybe the forearms rest into the earth, maybe the arms reach, maybe the forehead comes almost down to the ground. You see what's available for you. And just letting that back stretch out, nice calming posture. And then gently walk back up out of it with those palms. So you're up into a normal seated position. And let's make that transition into table. So, find your way to table. Neutral spine in table, that's what we like. Flat back, eyes down, crown forward. And let's get a rise right up into your downward dog. So ears between the elbows, and you should have, after all that wall stuff we did, it should be pretty easy to come up into your downward dog. You should feel pretty open. The spine has been lengthened, the hamstrings have been stretched, and it should feel pretty good. Any variations you'd like to do in downward dog, you may, if you'd like to bring one leg up or stack the hip or the other leg and stack the hip, it's all up to you. Good. So after you've kind of been even on whatever variations you like, and you each side got to get its practice in, whenever you like, take it to table and back down to child's pose. Come on back up into table, get a cat and cow going. So exhale, round out the spine, chin to the sternum. And then gently inhale, into cow, you drop the belly, inhale the heart up. Eyes up. And exhale, round out, all the air expelled, round chin to the sternum. You're pressing through the palms, lengthening those arms. And then gently drop that navel down. Lift up to the sternum and to the crown of the head. Good. And then even neutral table position. Let's take the left foot to the outside of the left hand. Slide that right knee back. And then if it's available for you, you drop that right forearm to the ground. If you need to put a block under the forearm so it doesn't go all the way down, that's fine. If you stay on that right palm, that's okay. And then you take that left hand on top of that left thigh and twist up. So it's a variation of kind of a lazy lizard. You're twisting up to the left side. And maybe you just stay in that twist. If your hips are open, you feel comfortable, you can get both forearms on the ground and come out of the twist and have be just on both forearms. Good. Now we're going to make a little transition here. If you were in your twist, come on out of it. And at this point, you want both palms on the ground. And you're going to make a turn around to the right side into a wide angle fold. So you just kind of walk around, you lift that right knee up, and you come around to a wide angle standing fold. 10 toes are facing to the right side of the room. Yeah, get your place. And here you can cradle the head and just hands to the opposite elbow and just let yourself stretch in that fold. You can reach out the hands past the feet or walk the hands back through the legs. Good. Then draw the hands to the hips, flat back, eyes down, crown forward. So now you're still in that wide angle stance, but the palms, the hands are on the hips and the spine is parallel to the earth. And then slowly, right up through the crown of the head, lift the torso upright, so you're into a standing wide-angle position. And we're going to work into Warrior One. So let's get that left foot turned to the front edge of the mat. Bring that torso squared around to the front edge, arms up to the sky, and the right foot will be angled forward about 45 degrees. So you want your hips and your shoulders and your heart square to the front edge of that mat. And the arms are straight up to the stars, palms are facing one another, shoulders stacked over the hips. Just breathe nice and tall, strong, courageous, vision fixed at one spot, harnessing every cell. All your energy is one clean flow facing out the front edge of the mat. Let's circle those hands around to heart center. And we're going to get into a Warrior Three variation. Start to bring the torso forward. Rest your left forearm on that left thigh. That left knee is over the ankle. And that right arm goes forward out in front. So you're using that left thigh as a support to take the pressure off the back and get that right arm all the way out in front. Good. And that back heel, that right heel, still angled, still down, touching the ground. But that's going to change in a moment. On your exhale, try and draw that right palm down into the earth. Rotate that back leg towards the sky so that the right heel is now to the sky. And that right leg can go as far back as it wants. You're on the ball of the right foot. And that will lower the hips, allow that right palm to anchor in or press into the earth, or maybe you have a block under that right hand. And then revolve up to the left side. Get that left arm way up to the sky. Follow that left arm straight up. Good. So you're twisting that upper spine especially. And then land that left palm down on the inside of that left foot. Turn that left foot at 45 degrees away. And now you have your choice. You can come into lizard pose onto both forearms, or you can do what we did at the beginning of the sequence, lazy lizard, whatever you want to call it, with the right knee down. So either you're on, and if you need to be on the palms, that's fine. So here in this little sequence, as we close out this round, I'm going to let you have some choices. Would you like to be on the palms, the forearms? Would you like the right knee down, or that right leg extended back? And anytime you like, you can retreat back into a wide angle child's pose with the big toes touching, knees out wide, heart melting in towards the earth. And then we're coming up into table, and we're going to get that whole sequence in on the right side. So step that right foot to the outside of the right hand. Slide the left knee back. You may turn that right foot at 45 degrees and drop that left forearm and right hand on that right thigh. And you twist up. You look, kind of get that right shoulder blade tucked in towards the spine. And if you need to adjust, or if you'd like to be in lizard, lazy lizard with both forearms on the ground, that you can do. But the right knee's down. You might be on your palms, you might be on the forearms, you might be twisting up towards the right side. You're just soaking up that good hip opener. Stretching into the deep glute. And then we're going to make our way to a wide angle fold facing off to the left side. So come out of your twist. Depending where you are, you get on the palms, you lift that left knee, and just walk your whole torso around. And now you got 10 toes to the left side. And the hands are reaching out past the feet. The feet are in a wide angle space where you can walk the hands back through the legs. You might cradle the head, reaching for the opposite elbow. And then hands to the hips, flat back, hold that position, nice parallel to the earth. And slowly scoop all the way up into the sky. So you come up into a standing position, wide angle pose. And then just watch your balance as you're going to transition into Warrior One. So right toes face to the front edge of the mat, right knees over the ankle. The back heel is into the earth, angled 45 degrees forward. And you get those arms to the sky, palms facing one another. So shoulders stacked over hips, right knee over the right ankle, back leg back, squeeze from the glute down towards that back left foot. You're breathing comfortably, and you start harnessing all your psychic, all your physical, all your spiritual potentialities towards one spot. Slow down the breath, fix the vision. And then circle those hands around into heart center. And exhale all the way out in front. Now that right forearm can rest on that right thigh. Left arm all the way out into that Warrior Three variation. The back leg, that left leg, is still down into the ground. And you're supporting right forearm, right thigh. That takes the pressure off the low back. And then land that left palm down, rotate that back heel to the sky, adjust that foot further back, or what you need to do is to get that left hand down and revolve up to the right side, following that right thumb to the sky. And then gently come on down out of your twist. Right palm on the inside of the right foot. Point that right foot at 45 degrees. Turn it at 45 to the outside. And then you may drop down into full-on lizard where you're on your forearms and the left knee is off the mat. That leg is lengthened back. You're on the ball of the left foot and the forearms. Or you can drop that left knee in. Down, you can be on the palms, you can twist up towards that side, right hand on right thigh. Any variation here you'd like to do. And then gently bring yourself out of it, come back into a wide angle child's pose. Good. Back up to table. So let's bring that left leg back. So left, you're just drawing that left leg back. So now you're on 3 points. And then stack that hip. So the left toes are facing to the outside. And little by little, open that left arm to the stars so your heart is projected to the left side. You can think of it as a supported half moon. And then if you feel balanced and ready, bending that left knee, catch that left ankle with the left hand, and kick that heel out away. Get a good opening through the hip flexor region. Try and create maximum space between the left heel and the glute. And then gently release those limbs, come down into table, and a big rise up into your downward dog. Find your place. And let's take that left leg way up to the sky, straight back up. Good, hold that pose. And then left knee to the nose, and shift your weight forward. So elbows, shoulders, wrists are stacked, knee to the nose. Engage your hovering, your breathing. Tucking with it. And inhale back out of it into a three-pointed downward dog, leg up to the sky. 4 points downward dog, 4 points table, rest breath down, remaining in table. Bringing that right leg back, stack that hip, right toes to the right side. Heart is towards the earth, eyes are down. And then slowly bring that right arm to the sky. Get your balance so the heart is projected to the right side. And then you can go hand to foot when you feel ready. Right ankle, right hand, or right hand, right ankle, however you think about it. And kick that heel out of the way. Really give yourself some space to open up and get that quad going. Good. And then release out of it. Right arm to the sky, right leg back. Take it down to table. And then take your rise into your downward dog. Right leg all the way up to the stars into a three-pointed downward dog. And then draw that knee in towards the sternum. Shift forward, stacking elbows, shoulders, and wrists. Knee to the nose. Good. Just hold that nice position. Inhale back out of it. Bring that right leg all the way up to the sky. Landing it down onto four points. Downward dog. And now come down into plank. Whatever strength positions you'd like to do here, you may. Like for instance, without raising the hips, you may bring that right leg up. But don't bend that right knee. Bring the whole leg up. So it's not just you bending the knee. And you squeeze those bones, press back through the right foot. And then right foot down, bring the left leg up. And down. If you're ready to drop all the way down, prone position into the mat, you can face down. If you want to open those feet to a wide angle plank and the arms are straight down into the earth, you may do that. And any variations can be done. You can roll one side to the other. You can bring the ankle to the over the opposite heel. So these are just variations. If you know some, that's fine. You may bring one arm to the outside, then the other arm to the outside. And ultimately, you come back into standard plank. You narrow those feet when you're feeling like you're ready to get there. And then just drop yourself into the mat. So give everybody a chance to get there, to settle in. You can have the wrist crossed, forehead into the wrists. This is Makarasana. That's how we started the class, against the wall. This is Makarasana, more traditional, into the ground. You want to bend those knees, get the soles of the feet to the sky, and massage those quads by stretching. That's a circling or swaying those feet. And then the feet go back, and the arms go back. So you got your chin to the mat, and the arms are back, palm to the sky, fingers back towards the far edge of the mat, the back edge. And let's bring that right leg up without bending the knee. Bring that whole right leg system up. Keep the chin down. You're opening and strengthening that low back. And leg down. Bring that left leg up. It's always an inhale. And down. And I'll let you get another round on each side. You can time it out the way you feel. You'll get the right leg and then ultimately the left leg. Good, then let's take it up. So once you get both feet down, you're ready. Hands on either side to the sternum, palms down, elbows to the sky. Nice clean inhale to cobra. So you keep those hips down. You feel that nice pliability, that flexibility, that softness of the spine. You're not forcing anything. You're just breathing into cobra. And whenever you wish, take it back into child's pose. Just lift those hips and come back into child, regular child, wide angle child, as you prefer. Hands on either sides of the knees, crown up, and let's get those legs out to a nice wide V. Good. Inhale the arms to the sky. The legs are as wide as you can go with it. And then turn towards the left side and exhale down. So sternum over the left knee, reach out for that left foot. Maybe touch the thigh, maybe touch the shins. Maybe you get that left shin, or maybe you touch the left foot. Just big reach with it. Wide angle fold. Don't neglect that right leg. Press that right leg down. Both heels are out. All 10 toes are back towards you, even though each leg is at a 45 degree angle. And then extend those arms forward, way up into the sky. Come on up. Square your heart to the front edge of the mat. Let's actually bring the hands, and then keep the arms up rather, I'm sorry. And then on your exhale, go out towards that right leg. Down you go. So you're pressing both legs into the earth. You're in a wide V stance, heels out, toes back. And then inhale all the way up, extend forward, come all the way up, and draw those hands back around. We're going to get one more round in. Draw those hips forward, which will allow the heels to go out a little wider. So make sure you're maximizing your stance. And then inhale the arms up to the sky. Turn towards the left leg and drop down, lining up the sternum over that left knee as best you can. Reach out towards that left side. And then inhale all the way back up. Turn front center and then angle over to the right leg and make that descent down towards that right leg. Drawing those arms forward, inhale, come up out of it, way up to the sky, let those hands come back around. Good. And then in a safe way for you, bend those knees and get the soles of the feet touching in front of you. So you're coming out of that wide angle fold, soles of the feet touching. And then rotate those knees up. So now you got the ankles touching, the inner thighs touching. Sole the feet into the earth. And then draw the arms forward. And lift those heels up off the mat. So now from the ankles to the knees are parallel to the earth. Your good core engagement, the arms are parallel to the earth. Whenever you like, you may wrap those hands around the shins. If you can hold your upward boat from the knee to the ankle and you're at a good angle through the back, that's fine. And then draw those hands around the shin into a seated ball pose, soles of the feet off the mat. Both hands around that left leg, reaching for the bottom. Can be a little bit of a reach for you. And then bring that left leg way up to the sky. The right heel's off the mat. Core balance, engagement in the left hamstring and calf. And then draw that left leg down. Keep both heels off the earth, both hands around it. If they need to touch, that's also fine. both hands around that left shin, or arms around that left those shins. And then we're going to isolate on the other side. Let's catch the base of the right foot and let that right leg go out. The left heel's off the mat. Both hands around the base of that foot. This is what I would call part of our seated core balance poses that we do in our regular classes. Let that leg come on back down. Good. Let the feet, let both feet land and get the legs straight out across the earth into Dandasana, or palms down by the hips. Spine rising straight up out of the earth. And then bring those hands a little bit back, maybe 6 inches or 8 inches back. Fingers are facing forward. And come up into your inclined plank. Squeeze through the hips and glutes. Shoulders are stacked over wrists, so the arms are perpendicular to the ground. Squeeze those glutes and activate, fully activate the glutes. Get those hips up so it's inclined plank. And then lower those hips back down into the earth. Good. Transition to table. Good. And then from table, take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, swing both knees to the right side, extend the left arm, and come into a natural sideways lying position. So, just sit on that side. Knees are stacked to the right. And then take it on to the back into supine pose. You're just lying on the back. And that's really most of our practice in terms of poses here for this particular session. I'll give you a moment just to adjust to being on the back. And you can do your favorite supine poses, whether it be knees over the navel, just kind of rocking, or melting that low back to the earth. You can pull the knees out wide. You want to get your favorite supine twist. That's perfectly fine. However you would like to spend the time on the back for the next minute or two. It's completely your options. And as you're ready, you start moving towards Shavasana, lying back into the earth. Arms about 5-6 inches from the hips, palms facing towards the sky. If you're still catching up in transition, that's perfectly fine. Make sure the guide of the gaze is inwards, not the eyes open, so eyes are closed, completely internal. You ever seen a tortoise? I'm sure you have. It just retracts itself within. And that's what we're trying to do. You just focus that mind inwards. That will allow the physical body to relax nicely. And just a perfect rest into your Shavasana. Good, refreshing, stilling, quieting. Just tapping into that very serene space within. Let's rotate those palms down into the earth, bending the knees, getting the soles of the feet into the mat. Select an arm of your choosing up to the sky and back overhead, and then whatever arm you extended, roll towards that side, stacking ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders. And then press yourself up to a seated position, hands in the lap, or on the knees as you prefer. Just get up nice and tall. You just feel like you're breathing with the entire cosmos. That there's a universal flow, and you're just perfectly ready to tap in. Good. On the next inhale, draw those palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, honoring that whole mental realm, that inner wealth of life. And draw the hands down into heart center, making that link within. Internally we say, Namaskar.